It's a show where we talk about the power of your mind
to change your world around you,
to literally affect
the fabric of your reality.
We talk about this feeling of hope
and joy
and relief. And that is what being aware of your flow does. It gives you a feeling of power again in your lives.
Breathe.
I'm Summer McStravick, and welcome to another episode of Flow Dreaming. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flow Dreaming. We are here today to spend an hour looking into the depths of who you are, how you tick, how you work, how you create, how you don't create, all kinds of things related to energy and emotion. And my apologies, if you hear me sipping my tea in the background, I seem to have come down with one of those holiday colds, which is unusual. I never, ever get sick anymore, but here we are. You hear that? Nice sip and swallow. Mmm, Tulsi tea, Tulsi rose, one of my favorite greens. So our topic that we're exploring is the inner rebel and the outer rebel. It's called No Longer Towing the Line. And I wanted to take a look at that energy of rebellion, of saying no, of going against the crowd, of going against the herd. Because some of us feel like, God, we live there all the time. That's what we do. We always are against everyone and everything, and no one understands us, and we just, you know, we've learned to deal with it. And others of us remember, we reminisce. Oh, remember when I used to be such a rebel? I used to stay out late and do fun things and just not care what anybody thought, and then things changed. And that's my question to you. When did things change? Why did they change? Do you want them to change? Do you want to change them back? So we're going to kind of explore the energy of rebel from a couple different perspectives today. Of course, all of it is the flow perspective, which is looking at you as an emotional being going through life, constantly creating and recreating everything around you with every thought, with every physical action, with every emotion that pours from you, whether you're pre-sponding to something that hasn't yet occurred or responding to something that hasn't. Or to something that has, excuse me. So I'll tell you where this comes from. I have felt recently like a bit of a rebel, not a conscious rebel, but I'm finding myself not going along with what everybody else goes along with. You know, maybe you've heard me hint a little bit the holidays can be hard for people. And, you know, whoever talks about that, oh, they talk about the holiday blues and holiday depression. But sometimes it's not even that. Sometimes it's just like, ugh, it's a burden. It's all of this burden of having to run around and buy all this stuff. And I just was out earlier today and, you know, the traffic is insane. I walked into one store and there were 22 people in the checkout line. I kid you not. I walked straight back out. I said, I cannot handle this. For an empath, holidays can be particularly difficult. So I'm one of those people who says, yeah, I'm kind of a Grinch. I love seeing my family. Don't get me wrong. I have a Christmas tree that's like 10 feet high. I have my entire family coming over. I decorate the house. I have poinsettias everywhere. I love the parts to do with my family and seeing people and seeing my kids, you know, eyes light up when they figure out what Santa gave them. I love a lot of pieces of it. I just don't love a lot of other pieces. So it puts me in opposition to all the holiday merriment oftentimes, and I'm kind of not toeing the line. And I think it's fair. And it makes me feel awkward. It makes me feel kind of like a spoil sport or not as good as or whatever. But you know what? You don't have to feel the way everybody else feels. You do not have to feel the way everyone else feels. Especially when they're telling you, you should feel this way, and why don't you feel this way, and oh, you should make, you're taking it too hard, or you're putting too much stress into, or blah, 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 all of those things. Don't listen to that. Maintain yourself. Maintain the authenticity of your own borders and boundaries and likes and desires. If everybody in the world likes something, doesn't mean you have to like it. It's something, you know, strangely reminiscent of what you tell your kids, right? If the whole world is, you know, doing the same thing, would you do it too? And that if that thing is bad, if the whole world is smoking, would you smoke too? No. You can be a rebel because it means that you're really not resisting anything. You're just maintaining your own inner integrity, your own inner boundaries. Another example, I'm feeling a lot of things shifting out there in the world of conscious business right now and coaching, and I'm just been sensing this, right? There's this sea change happening. And I've been talking about it quietly with some of my peers and friends. And some people I've spoken with said, no, I don't see anything going on. And I thought, well, maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe my senses are off. And then I stopped and went, no, my senses are usually spot on. Spot on. Things are changing. And it's leaving me feeling a bit like an outsider, like everybody's still at the party. And I'm saying, hey, wait a minute. No, the party's about to get shut down. The popo are arriving, right? What's that old song? Who sang it? Oh, my God. It's like from 2010 or something ridiculous. 2005, maybe. anyway, that's a lyric. And it's made me feel like, am I wrong? Again, questioning myself. And that's not something I do too frequently. I mean, I do it when it comes to personal growth. But when it comes to questioning foundational stuff, like this is what I can do, that's unusual. And it makes me wonder, it makes me think a little deeper, push into it a little more. Why am I looking for validation on these hunches? Why am I looking for validation from other people about something I know? Well, I know why I'm looking, because it's the things that I know are setting me in a different category. They're pulling me out of the mix. They're pulling me out of what other people are doing and thinking. And it's cold when you're out of the mix, right? Why do people huddle together? For warmth. When you're out on your own, it's chilly. You better have your own coat, your own big furry coat. So I've been pulling that coat around me and realizing, hey, I'm a rebel. I'm seeing things differently. I'm sensing things. I'm pulling out of the pack. And I've pulled out of the pack in many ways over the course of the year. I've talked about this in several of my last episodes. I've left different friend groups. I've left different business groups. Now, as many of you know, I'm launching a new company. I'm not leaving flow dreaming, believe me. This is my bedrock. I have been doing my flow dreaming personally my whole life, as well as building this company for 10 years and sharing these teachings and doing this podcast for well on 13. Flow dreaming is here to stay. I'm not leaving that, but I'm adding on to it. I'm growing. It's time. It's time to grow. It's time to diversify. It's time to change shape. So all of this has put me in the mind of where am I still in the mix and where am I stepping out of the mix? And importantly, whenever I step out of the mix, how does it make me feel? See, I want to feel good wherever I'm at. I want to feel good in the mix. I want to feel good out of the mix. I want to feel strong and clear and insightful, being able to see and know that what I'm choosing is truly me. My rebel is good for me. My rebel is the one person, the one energy, I should say, in my life that says, Summer, it's okay. Go for it. It doesn't have to make sense. You don't need validation. Go for it. I support you. Let's do this. Let's climb up that mountaintop. Just because no one else is doing it doesn't mean you can't. Maybe they don't know about it yet. Maybe they've not even seen that mountaintop yet, but you have. You're going to just sit there and wait for everybody else to show up so you can make sure you feel good about it and do it all together? Well, you could, but it showed up for you. Climb. The inner rebel, right? As a younger person, woman, lady, kid, I don't know. I was very rebellious in terms of, you know, not following social norms. I was always a pretty good kid with my mom and my dad, of course. But when it came to looking the same, thinking the same, being the same, there was no way in hell I was going to fit in. So I just went with it. And I dressed the way I wanted. And I colored my hair. I dyed it all, every color under the sun. I don't even want to tell you what clothes I wore to high school. Believe me, I was one of those kids. And gradually over time, I got to see that just because you're a rebel inside doesn't mean you have to dress the part. Doesn't mean you have to advertise it on the outside. You can if you want. But it's okay. If you're different and unique and you stand alone in who you are, what you wear, how you portray yourself doesn't really matter. Really, I mean, what you wear is just sort of giving indicators to other people. This is where I fit in, you know, in society and my social strata. If I wear golf shirts and khakis, I'm that kind of person. If I wear long flowy dresses and lace, I'm that kind of person. Or in my case, if I wear very comfortable yoga stretchy clothes almost all the time, it's because all of my world is existing inside of flow and energy and family and work. And I'm not that concerned about how I'm coming across. It's just how I am. So that's me as a rebel, especially me as a rebel lately. And I hope it's helped to see that sometimes when you go into rebel energy, right, it comes and goes. You know, to say you're a rebel in some ways all your life is true. But sometimes you just go into rebel energy for a while. Throwing things off, rejecting, saying, no, I don't agree. That's not me. I don't believe the way you believe. Sometimes you go into that energy. And if you're in that energy, I want you to be in it strong. I want you to be in it with awareness and with joy and with gratitude. I am thankful I am in the rebel energy. There is nothing wrong with me for being here. Doesn't mean I'm alone or a loner or that I'll never be cuddled and hugged up by my tribe again. You will be, and you probably still are. But you're setting some new sights. You're setting some new goals. You're setting some new boundaries. You're thinking in new and different ways. Maybe you're expanding and going where you haven't been before. Maybe that feels rebellious to everybody else who are still chasing the same things that you were chasing last year or the year before. Or your whole life. So, my message to you in this last show before we wrap up this year, be the rebel. Find your rebel. Let him or her flourish in you. Let this being talk to you. Let them say, I don't want to hang out with those people anymore. Or, I don't want to have to agree with them. I don't want to have to keep my mouth closed. I don't want to have to go along with something. Or, I want to try this new thing. I want to show up this way. Let your rebel talk. They're leading you into good places. Right? I mean, the idea that a rebel is leading you into bad places, well, maybe when you were a teenager, you know, and you wanted to rebel against your parents by smoking that cigarette. But most of us, we're not doing that anymore. We've grown way past that small maturing understanding of rebel, right? That's when you're in the maturation phase. You are still developing your understanding, pulling apart, pulling away, doing everything that you were told not to do. And then eventually you realized, yeah, doing the opposite of what I'm told to do just in, you know, out of spite, that's essentially still being controlled by what you're supposed to do because I'm having to react to it. True rebel energy doesn't make you react to anything. You're not having to. You just are. And you're proud. And you're strong in it. So think on that. Feel that. Go into that. Be that. Yeah, feels good, huh? And I'm looking at our calls today. Wow, wow. Oh boy, everybody wants to talk about the rebel. Or you just want to know what's going on in your life here at the end of the year. I believe me, I understand. Or maybe you're going to say, I'm a Grinch too. Oh, can you guys believe that? I know I seem so happy and cheerful all the time. But honestly, when you're an empath and the world is notching up, escalating like into this frenzy of energy and activity and stress and oh, deadlines like it is now. Whew. But I'll tell you one of my favorite days, Christmas morning. And you don't have to even be Christian. You don't have to believe in Christmas, but Christmas morning. Because you wake up that morning and walk outside. And I want you to feel the calm. There is an incredible sense of peace and lowering of energetic activity that just permeates the United States. Happens on other holidays too. Easter morning, similar. Thanksgiving morning, similar. Not so much on 4th of July, But there are some days, you know them, where everything is just quiet. Imagine if on a single day, because all the shops are pretty much closed, everybody's home, nobody's out on the road, nobody's stressing out at work, everyone is just in a state of kind of relaxation and peace. Most people, at least. What if 80% of the millions of people were all in a state of relaxation and peace? It's like the national caliber of energetic output is reduced 80%. It's like standing in the middle of a quiet forest. That's how it will feel in your own backyard. Absorb that. It is a great time for thinking, dreaming, planning, because it's like there's so much less gunk getting in the way. Imagine if everyone's thoughts were like, I know I'm totally digressing, but I do that. Imagine if everyone's thoughts were like cell phone conversations. Right now around you, there's probably 300 million cell phone conversations going on. And then there's 300 million people thinking and shouting and crying and laughing and frustrated. And this is all around us. It is in flow. It is in energy. Now snip 80% of that away. Do you feel the quiet? Imagine it. It's there. It leaves you space to expand, and it leaves you space to breathe and dream. You need that space, energetic, emotional space, space around you, in your home, city, town, neighborhood, country. You need it. Okay, now I think I might be done, and now I think we might go to some calls. Let's see here. Still sipping my yummy tea. Gulp, gulp, gulp. All right. Let's see here. Why don't we go with Julia? Hey, Julia. Have we spoken before? You're from Florida. How are you?
Hi. Doing well. Thank you. No, first time talking.
First time. Oh, great. Well, what can I help you with? What's going on in your life?
Well, it's the ex. I was married for 30 years.
Okay.
And when I got divorced, as part of the decree, there was supposed to be a life insurance policy to act as collateral. So I feel like this life insurance policy has become like a tether from him to me.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it's become an issue, so that every time I see his name pop up in my email inbox and I just, it's like, oh God, this issue just keeps, you know, coming like the whack-a-mole game. Just when you think one goes down, another one pops up.
Yes.
And it's like, I've done all this healing work and releasing work and writing it all out.
So
tell
me,
it on the moon ceremony.
Yeah. Like, let me get a grip on this life insurance policy. Is this something that you're mailed money every month or it just comes up this time of year? How often is this paperwork and this feeling of still being tied entering your space?
Every time I hear from him, what it is there's alimony. And so this life insurance policy is, in the event something happens to him, that I would receive the insurance policy, you know, for the alimony owed. But he's paying for it until I start working. And once I start working, then I take over payments.
Okay.
But it's okay. Like...
It keeps you feeling tied. It keeps you feeling, you feeling like the bonds are not loose yet. You know, monetary ties are some of the most intense ties. So please just be gentle with yourself, first of all. You're not crazy for feeling this way. Or just get over it. Or, you know, what everybody says. Or you're divorced now. Or you don't live together anymore. Or fine, fine, fine. But monetary ties carry an energy of safety. And most of us need safety way down in our core, our root. And so you're still tied by a sense of safety, which is big. It's deep, right? That's what money represents. So when he's talking with you and you're feeling up in the air about this and like your safety is still tied to him, that's what I feel is the core of this. Your safety still being tied to him. It is not. It is not. It is on paper. It is because of the money aspect, but you are safe no matter what. How is this feeling to you? Julia, you there?
It's like I really want to let that in.
Yeah.
I really want to feel that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you want to let it in. Practice letting it in. Feel it letting itself in every day. Sometimes when we say we want to have something, we want to feel something, it puts us in kind of a passive voice. I want it to happen to me. When will it happen? It will happen to me. I'm giving up my power waiting on it to happen. When you flow, you go into a feeling state of, I am safe. I'm always safe. I'm safer now than I've ever been. I'm much safer now than when I was married. My marriage was possibly making me crumble and die inside. That wasn't safe. It may have looked safe on the outside, but it wasn't. I'm safer now than I have ever been. And when all of this alimony stuff is finished up, that'll be the final little piece. And it's there, and it's happening, and it's in progress. And there's nothing I need to fear, nothing I need to worry about. I'm talking you through a feeling state. This is what I would be flow dreaming. And I would practice this feeling state every single time. The worry, the upset, the anger. Every time you experience the negative emotion around this. This will be the hardest part, is actually noticing when you're doing it. Because most of us, we get way deep into our negative emotions before we realize we're even doing it. They're all like, I've been here 5 minutes already. Damn. You know, I've wasted the whole hour on this worry thing. So the hardest part is catching it. But as soon as you catch it, I'm safe. I'm safer now than I've ever been. I'm grateful that the final piece of safety is in the works. It's on the way. It's in divine timing. It'll happen when it happens. But I believe it and I know it. And I'm so grateful for it. My heart is just leaping up and turning golden with the joy of having this last little bit of safety. But 3/4 of it, I already made. So I want you to feel this every time. Like, you'll discover it's crazy how many times you feel this in a day. You'll be like, wow, I really think about that 5, 8, 16 times a day. I sometimes tell my students, get a notepad and mark it down every time you notice. You're rapidly going to get really sick of that notepad and you're going to be shocked at yourself. But that's the way to kind of curing these thoughts. You practice in flow, creating a different thought set and a different feeling set until you get so used to feeling the new feeling set that the old set kind of withers away. It gets replaced. But if you're waiting for it to just happen over time, it's not going to happen until that final day that you get all your money. And I don't think you want to wait for that, right?
Right, no.
Yeah. I know, it can feel like a lot of effort sometimes, like, oh, that sounds like a lot of work. But remember, what you're feeling is good stuff. It's feeling good stuff. And if you can't carve out a few minutes in your day to feel good stuff, then we have a whole other conversation we should be having, which is, why won't you give yourself a couple minutes a day to feel good stuff? What's going on with that? Yeah. Okay?
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Yeah. So go take that and run with it, all right?
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for calling in.
Looking forward to a really great 2018.
Oh my God. You know what? 2018 is going to be spectacular. It's going to be spectacular. For you, for me, for all of us.
Yeah.
Things are changing. It's going to be a very different year. All right, my dear. Take care. Happy holidays.
Thank you so much. You too.
Bye-bye.
Happy holidays. Bye-bye.
I hope y'all could hear Julia okay. I was trying to play with my levels here. As you know, I'm still tweaking things with the podcast now that it's live. It's live on the DL though, because in the new year, when everything is worked out, we're going to do a brand new relaunch of this program as well as in Flow Radio. So until then, I appreciate all of your help, especially your comments. I did post on Facebook, hey, let me know how the live stream is sounding to you. It's, you know, do you have bugs with it? I'm very accepting of the criticism at the moment, because I need to make this thing star quality, shiny quality. And that really means that I'm relying on you guys all over the world to give me reports. Is it working here? Is it not working there? You know, it helps me make sure that the right servers are in motion and everything that has to happen is happening in the background to get the programs out to you. Let's go with Marquita in the D.C. area. Ooh, we got the East Coast happening. Hey, Marquita.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello. How are you?
I'm well.
I'm
How
here.
Are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
I'm doing great in my personal life.
Okay.
It seems like I always have challengers and aggressors at work. Even if I'm sitting silent, it feels like I stand out and somebody's ready to go after me. And I wanted to know if you could look into my flow and tell me, how can I rise above it and not have it anymore?
Yeah, okay. So what, okay, so in your workplace, tell me what you do. Let me see where I'm looking. What do you do? And give me like some ideas, the first names of the people involved. I'd love to see like a real example of a situation.
Okay, Amanda.
What about Amanda? Obviously, she's a mean girl. What does she do to you at work? What kind of work do you do?
So I'm somewhat a speaker, and I work with people to tell stories.
Fun.
And not just one person, but it seems like that one after the other, as soon as one is gone, another one comes.
Right.
They are short-tempered, a little underhanded.
Okay. So you find yourself being surrounded in your
confrontational,
your speaking and storytelling work by people who are confrontational, judgmental, perhaps jealous, trying to make it difficult for you, trying to make you leap through hoops. Okay, I'm going to just take a look at this. Look at you, look at your flow. Look at you. You're just like, why can't we all get along like a little hippie with your peace sign fingers and your flowers and your hair? What I see around you is the particular group or the people that you're working with have a lot of things invested in things being hard for them. What I mean by this is they take pride in how difficult it's been. They take pride in how hard their life has been or how much they've had to put in to get to where they're at. They want you and they want everyone to know that they're survivors and it shouldn't be easy. And when you come in like it's easy and we should, you know, get along and we should support each other and help each other, they're like, no, I had to fight for this. I'm not going to give it to you for free, for nothing, because they feel they've earned it. You see, and if they gave it away, they would feel like that you're taking something from them. This is their perspective. So, you know, I'm looking at, you know, just kind of looking at Amanda and some of the others, but I see people like this sort of coming in. And the bigger question for me is, you know, to keep kind of surrounding yourself with the same type of energy, usually it's because there's something in you that's responding to it. What's responding to it?
I don't know.
All my questions today are leaving everyone dumbfounded and silent on the other side. Well, then that's the thing I want you to
so
be.
If I don't respond to it, then it won't keep happening.
I would, first of all, I'd withdraw your engagement with them. Withdraw your interaction, right? When you're responding, you're giving someone back the thing that they're asking for. If they're like, I'm going to be mean to you and I'm not going to help you, they kind of think that you're going to get, you know, a little ruffled about it and it's going to make them feel like, because I earned it, right? They're getting their exchange out of it. But if your response is, hey, no sweat, no worries, you do it your way, I'll do it my way, then their response is, but my way was important. But wait. You see, you're not playing their game. You're not playing the exchange anymore. So yeah, I would do everything I could to sort of let them go. You don't need their energy in your life anyway. But on a deeper level, I really would start looking into What part of me admires the survivor, admires the person who's, you know, really had to fight for everything? Or, you know, is there a part of me that feels cowed by them, or, you know, overwhelmed by them, or in awe of them? What do I feel toward that kind of person? And once you figure that little piece out, you're going to open up the whole thing, and the whole thing will unravel and show itself to you. Okay?
I wonder, I have one question. I'm kind of in a confined space with some people, and I'm trying to flow dream, like me staying in my space and them leaving.
Is
that the right direction? Yeah.
You should get the flow dream, No More Negativity. Right? I have a playlist for No More Negativity. I forget the name of the playlist, but it contains that track. And there's a couple of them, Removing Obstacles, all things like this. So you can never manifest or create for someone else. You can surround them with opportunity, but you can't force anyone's hand, right? Because we're all kings of our own kingdom. However, that said, I remember once working with a gal, and her boss was giving her the most difficult time. I mean, he was so controlling, so demeaning, so awful. And she just thought he's a lifer. And within a few months of working together, he got moved. He got transferred, zip, taken right out of her workspace. And then, you know, from there, other great things happened. She got offered some work from home positions, moved across the country. It was amazing. It can happen for you. Especially when you get into that feeling state of negative people just aren't in my life. I don't care, universe, how you take care of them or how you remove them from my life, but they're just not there. I don't need this anymore. I'm not attracted to this. I don't respond to this. It does nothing for me. That's what we're looking for. That's what we want. Okay? And those are the flow dreams that you can work with. And you just feel that flow dream into it, okay?
Okay.
And that's what you can do, my dear. All right. You take care. Have a beautiful holiday as well.
You too. You too.
Bye
now. Thank you.
Bye, Makita. Take care.
Bye.
Okay. Let's do one more, and then we're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we'll do some more calls. So stay. I think we're going to mosey on over to Kentucky now. How do you guys feel about that? I wonder how it is in Kentucky. Let's see. Misty, is it cold
or
is it hot? How is it? Hey, how are you?
It's very cold.
Very, very cold. Is it frosty? Does it snow where you are?
It's not snowing yet, but I have the barometric pressure headaches, and I wish somebody would just do like a rain dance or
and just get
snow
over
dance
with
or something.
Release it. Oh, how are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Good, good. What's on your plate today?
Well, I've talked to you before, of course.
I know.
But,
for anybody listening, Misty's been one of my students, so we're just playing catch up here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My ex-husband has come back into the picture.
Wow, that's interesting.
And, yeah, because you told me before he was just kind of like off by himself and didn't want anything to do with anybody and all that.
Yep. And he's returned.
And he is, I don't even know how to explain it. He's ringing my phone off the hook.
Okay.
And it's like he kind of wants a second chance, and I have no, I mean, he called on our divorce anniversary, which was December 16th, which is 3 years. And that was the first time I talked to him in almost 2 years.
All right, let's see. Give me this fella's first name. Let me go see what he's up to. Jacob, okay. What's the nature of him getting a hold of you? Is he harassing you, or is he trying to court you?
He is, I don't know. It's weird.
Okay.
He's in a predicament right now, and I'll leave it at that. He's had some issues.
Okay.
But he's even got his daughter, my stepdaughter, messaging me saying, "Will you take my daddy back?"
Okay. Okay, Jacob. This man has got to know he's going to get nowhere with you. Just nowhere. It's a big waste of his time. So I'm going to help him see that, okay? Jacob.
Okay.
Well, yeah, he's feeling a bit contrite, a bit hangdog. He feels like he screwed up. He feels like, he feels a lot of things. He feels like you fix things. You'll fix things. You always fix things. I mean, he should know you're not going to. You're not going anywhere. You're done.
I don't see how we could ever be together again.
No, I don't either.
I'm glad that we're talking as far as friends goes.
Yeah.
But in reality, I don't see it happening. But at the same time, I haven't moved on.
Yeah.
And maybe you see somebody in my future.
Well, what I feel like is I don't think you should go back. I mean, that's just the first thing. Okay. That's a presumption for me. And when something is a presumption, it's real, real clear. You know, okay. The only reason that you would go back into a relationship with him is to save him, you know, help him, change him,
mm-hmm.
you know, let him, and part of your heart might be like, well, I want him to grow into the man I always knew he could be.
Right.
But he had the opportunity and, you know, give somebody else the opportunity to take him to the second level, you know, to the next level. You're ready for something else. And I think you've got, you know, you've got some healing still to do. I think and some strengthening to do. And if you were to go backwards, I think you would lose some of those gains, frankly. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, Jacob, you're not going to get anywhere. I'm just letting him know. She doesn't like it. You're just making her feel bad. This is not the way to approach it. You know, just be nice, be sweet, be gentle, however you want to be. But let her be. Let her be her own self. Make her own plans, go her own way. Well, I told him. I don't know if it's going to do a lot of good, though. Right?
He's very stubborn.
Yeah, he's stubborn, and he's kind of, you know, he's got this thing in his head, like, you're going to fix things, you're going to, and not just the predicament that you said, I don't even know what that is, but just fix everything, you know, it's like a big do-over in his mind, and I'm just trying to tell him that's not going to happen. But I think more importantly,
what do you see for me? I mean, do you see me moving on with somebody else?
Yeah, you need to be sure that it's not going to happen. All right, let's see, what's going on with you? I know you're feeling kind of lonely right now, feeling like, when will I create a new family, you know? When will I feel like a family again? When will I feel that way?
Especially with the holidays.
Yeah, I feel that in you. So, I think next year, and I do hate to make predictions because it sets people up for things, which means you start, you know, it's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. But I really do feel next year, later in the year, though.
Like next week?
No, I'm so sorry. But I'm feeling in the warm months, right? The warm sort of full moon type months. Maybe that's summer, fall, I don't know. I feel like you're going to have something. There's going to be something saucy and spicy. Whew. So we'll check.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll check in again and see where that's heading, okay? But in the meantime,
you
need to shut down this Jacob energy and really make a decision in your heart to do so. You know, when you make that decision in your heart, he'll feel it too. As long as your heart, you know, your heart door is open, he's going to keep knocking, man, because he knows it's open. Okay?
Okay. So what should I do as far as like in flow or whatever?
Your flow dream. Let's go ahead here. Close your eyes with me. Close your eyes with me. Jacob, I'm done. We're over. We did it. I'm not going back and we're not redoing anything. We're friends. And maybe we don't even talk that much. We're just acquaintance friends. You have something else to do. Other people to meet and work things out with. Not me. And I know that. And that's why I'm making sure you have the opportunity to do that. Because I know that I need to experience a different kind of relationship. I need to experience one in which I'm cared for, I'm loved. He's trustworthy, honest, gentle, stable. There are a lot of things that I need to get and feel and experience, and I want them already in the man. I don't want to have to dig for them or work for them or find them. Flo, help me stay strong. Source, God, love, whatever. Help me stay strong in this. Help me stay clear in this. My mind is light and free and easy and flowing. My heart is light and free, easy, flowing, and positive. I know, I feel deep in me, this is the right choice. This is the right choice. And now go ahead and come back.
Okay. And while you were doing all that, he called twice.
Yeah, well, he didn't like the fact that we had that little conversation with him, did he? No. He's all stirred up. But you know what? This is good. Because you're in a place of strength right now. But you have to, I still feel you need a little bit more. A little part of you is still a little bit open. Like, well, maybe. What if I don't find anybody else? Maybe, maybe. I don't want to hurt his feelings. You know what? You gotta snip, snip, snip. All of that goes away.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I really, if I felt otherwise, I'd say so. I mean, if you do go back into it, there's no judgment. But I think you're going to discover, hey, maybe not. Maybe this isn't what I wanted after all. Maybe you'll have to go back in to figure that out. That's fair, too. Okay, darling.
Well, I just wanted your...
I leave you
your
with,
opinion.
I leave you with that. I hope I don't know if it's the opinion you wanted or not, but that's the feeling. This is a great opportunity to kind of settle things with him and make it right. Make it all clear and bright. So use it for that.
Because that's kind of what I want. I just kind of want some answers, you know, what really happened and went down with us 3 years ago.
Yep. Well, that's, he, like I said, he knows he screwed things up, like I said in the beginning. He wants a do-over.
Yeah.
He can give you answers, just not the do-over. Okay, honey.
I'm just not sure where I'm supposed to meet somebody at. So
well,
you can throw them my way.
You just sit tight. You just sit tight and let life serve some fun stuff up for you. Heart open.
Okay.
Okay, heart open.
All right.
All righty.
Thanks, Summer. Have a good Christmas.
You take care. Bye, hon. Bye now.
All right. Bye.
Oh, lovely, lovely. Look at that. It's time to go to our little breaky break. I get to go heat up my tea, and I'll be right back with you for more Flow Dreaming. We're on break, and while I give myself a second to regroup, I'd like you to consider what having private mentoring with me would be like. You see, I accept a small number of people each year for private coaching. The question is, what do you want to make? Who do you want to become? We can program and shape any area of yourself or your life. Imagine right now what you would be doing if you had no fear. Imagine how your life would look if there were no patterns and blocks repeatedly tripping you up. Imagine if you were fully healed in your heart, body, and mind. Imagine if you also had a map to your success and you could follow it with ease and flow. Well, I look into you and into your life, and I feel where you're going and know where the road is open and where it's blocked. I help you make the very best decisions based on what's coming up for you. I'll also show you exactly what I do day to day to succeed in my personal and business life, and we can create a copycat plan for you. So if you're game, you can fill out an application on my website for private coaching. Just go to flowdreaming.com/coaching, and then let's talk. I mean, the time to go for it is now. So let's just get this started. Now let's get back to the show. In case you missed it, the number to call to talk to me live is the U.S. number 1-760-456-7000. 7277. Flow Dreaming airs live on Tuesdays, so check flowdreaming.com for my current live broadcast time. Again, reach me at 1-760-456-7277. Now, let's get back to the show. That's right. We are back, back, back. We're going to do a little flow dream here at the end. Just kind of wrap things up, tie things up in a cute little bow for the year. Before we do, though, I think I might be able to do one or two quick check-ins because there's so many of you waiting to talk, and I just feel so bad leaving you guys hanging. So let's see here. How about Ish? Is that Ishara? I think so. All right, my dear, let's go with you right now. Again, from New York. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Ish. You're on air. Welcome. How you doing, my dear?
Thank you. I'm doing well. I'm really excited to actually be talking to you.
Great. Now, you're one of my students, too, right?
Yes, from many, many years ago.
Oh, good. Good, yes. Wonderful. I realize Misty actually isn't in me school, but she's emailed me and talked to me so many times that I feel like she is. I know her. So what's happening? What's happening for you?
I have been working with coaches. I show coaches how to like easily and effortlessly close high ticket sales, and it's been really great and really fun.
Great.
I was just wondering if you have any advice on where I should go for my next set of clients. So right now I'm usually working on FB groups, like posting on Facebook, and that's where I find my clients. I was just wondering if you had any advice or anything you saw, because obviously there's so many avenues for marketing.
Interesting question. I've never really looked to flow for that. Usually when I'm looking in flow, I'm reading emotions, right? I'm reading patterns. I'm reading things that kind of slosh together, potentialities. So when I'm reading, it's kind of a weird, I'd have to, I'm trying to figure out how to move my talent into what that would be. As opposed to, say, someone who just does straight up future reading, like, I see a new car and a new apartment and a new boyfriend, I'm not really one of those. though doubtless you may want all three. Let's see. So you're coaching, you're looking for clients. Let me look inside you and try and pick up strings of where your desires are, right? Where your frustrations are. Okay, there you are. I'm saying hi to you. Moving into your, you could say, your state of being, your consciousness, your flow. All right, Ishara, so we're looking at you as a coach, teaching people, finding high-end clients. I feel like you've gotten a little insular, meaning your community, I don't want to say they're stale, but you know them, they know you, everybody knows each other, kind of everybody's going round and round in the same bathtub or whirlpool together, okay? So I'm feeling a bit of like, we need to go outside of what you currently are doing. It's like you're playing hide and seek with a bunch of people that know you, and you found everybody. There's no more people to find, in the hide and seek game. So stepping out, I'm wondering if that means stepping into a different, what would it be? Not a profession, but like the kinds of people you're looking for. Maybe they're going to be in different professions. Like maybe you're reaching out to real estate agents and companies, or maybe now you're reaching out to corporate clients, or now maybe you're reaching out to people in the high finance industry. You know what I mean? Like places where you haven't looked before. That's where I see you looking. And I can feel you kind of scratching your head like, I'm not sure what to do with that. Roll it around in your mind. Let it sink in. Sometimes you just need to have seeds planted and let them sprout and grow. Just a word or two dropped in here or there, right? And that's what it does. That's what changes direction. What else do you want to know? Give me something else I can give you feedback on.
Can it be unrelated?
Yeah, sure.
I've been dancing tango for years, and I want to go professional at some point. I was wondering if you saw that actually happening.
Tango. I do see you competing in competitions. I don't know if that means professional or not, but I see you competing.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely see you competing.
Okay.
Yeah. So whatever that means to you, you're going around in your beautiful dress and you're, oof, smoking. Woo! Yeah, you're entering, you're doing well. You're doing well. So I would, that's a bright green yes for me. Go for it. Okay, my darling.
Okay.
Thank Happy you. Holidays. Love to you. Take
Happy
care.
Holidays.
Bye now.
Yeah.
And Yogi, I see you sitting there on the line. I know we've just been speaking and been in touch, so I left you. Thank you for understanding why I was not able to take your call this week, because I'm hoping you're going to have some amazing news for me in the beginning of the year. You're almost becoming like everybody follows Yogi on the show now. But I hope you will have amazing news, so we're going to wait until then, okay? For everybody else, close your eyes with me, and let's wrap up this beautiful, glowing, shimmery, snowy, light, buoyant year. I don't care if the year didn't feel that way to you. We're going to make it feel that way right now. Eyes closed, moving into flow. Again, this is not meditation. This is an emotional practice, an emotional energetic practice that connects you to source, connects you to flow, connects you to your future. You daydream your way in. Let yourself get lost. Feel it. Feel yourself here as if the end of the year were the end of a hallway. And there's only a few doors left. The last few days of the year, 10, 11. And you're going to pass each doorway, and behind each door are beautiful gifts and surprises. Tomorrow and the next day and the next. Good things happening. Family, friends, presents, good food, connection, intimacy. Wrapping things up until you get all the way to the last door. This last door, you realize, doesn't end. It doesn't end at all. It actually enters into a new door. A new door. You go through it, and there it is, a whole new year. A bright field and open space. This year ahead can be anything you want. It'll have a different color, a different texture, a different scent, a different aroma, a different feeling than last year had. This year can be wild and beautiful. It can be sparkling. It can be glowing. It can be rich and abundant. Can create new connections like you've never had before. What things do you pour in and set forth for yourself? Feel them, know them, be them. Don't ask for them. Be them, claim them, realize them, set them in motion, wind them up like a little shiny yo-yo in your fingers and send it off a string of light out into your future. Everything changes. Everything is getting better. Everything is going up. You are going up. Your life is going up. Good things are coming to you. And you are coming to good things. Set that in your heart. That is your promise. That's your commitment. Commitment to self, to others, to source. Allow that and be it. And when you're done with that feeling, go ahead and open your eyes and return from flow. And there you are. Beauty, beauty, beautiful. I hope you enjoyed that. And I will see you all at the beginning of next year with all kinds of crazy new stuff up my sleeve and hopefully up yours too. We get to talk all about it. I can't wait. Until then, I love you guys, and I hope you have a beautiful new year. And that's it. I'll say hi to you all on Facebook in the meantime. Love you. Bye now. Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening today. One request before you go. Please rate this podcast, either in iTunes or TuneIn.com or wherever you listen to it. It'll only take you a minute to do, but your rating there is the number one way that other people discover this show. And the more ratings, the more people who will find and get turned on to Flow Dreaming. While you're there, you might also want to download my free Flow Dreaming podcast app. With this app, you can listen to the show anywhere you want on your mobile device, as well as search through listings of all of my episodes and bookmark your favorites. And if you want to listen to Flow Dreams, actual Flow Dreams on your phone, there's even another app. It's my player app, and it will let you browse and sample Flow Dreams from the shop. There's even an oracle inside of that app to help you see and discover what you need to know most or what Flow Dream would be best for you in your life right now. You can find these apps on iTunes or in Google or your Amazon app store. And again, thank you so much for giving back. Love you. Bye-bye.